You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is July 2nd, 2023, and I am your host, MP Holmes. And this is a piece on the recent stabbings at the University of Waterloo. 24 hours after three people were stabbed in a classroom, the university community came together in two separate rallies to show solidarity and support. First were speeches from university leaders outside the Dana Porter Library in the Arts Quad. Among those who spoke, the university president, Vivek Goel, and the Dean of Arts, Sheila Ajay, offered support and encouraged those impacted by the event to seek counseling and focus on healing by taking a step back from work or studies if they felt the need to do so. Here is Dean Ajay's comments on the matter.
This was a profoundly dreadful and deeply traumatizing event. I thank God no lives were lost, but the impact is still terrible. Dr. Katie Fulfer is a loved and respected member of our community. I know many of you know her, the other two students who were injured, and those in the class who witnessed the horrific act. It is hard to understand this level of hate and violence. Our campus is meant to be a safe place for our students, faculty, and staff, and yesterday that sense of safety was violated. So thank you for being here to stand up in solidarity to denounce any form of hate, discrimination, or violence. As we collectively process this hate-motivated attack, I know you may be experiencing a lot of anger, sadness, and feelings of despair. Personally, I am shocked and grieved by what happened. And I also acknowledge that I am angry, even enraged at what appears to have been a hate crime. I know that anger will not go away easily, but I will have to move it into more productive channels that will challenge the kind of hate and discrimination that results in such actions. If you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious and need to talk to somebody, please contact counseling services. If you need to step away from your work or your studies temporarily, as the president remarked, that's okay, especially to those in our community who are disproportionately impacted by this attack.
A moment of silence was followed by an interruption when a male student hoisted himself up onto a large concrete flower planter and from above the crowd yelled out, "Listen to what the students want and need. They want to be heard. They need your attention." He held a sign that read, "UW's mental health is not good. Listen." After the university's gathering, another rally began over at Hagee Hall, which gave people an opportunity to speak on what happened, show support, and consider where to go from here. Roughly 500 people attended the first rally, and 200 people attended the second rally. All of this was happening because on Wednesday afternoon, three people, two students and a philosophy professor, were taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An eyewitness to the event told the Imprint, the University of Waterloo's student newspaper, that a man in his 20s entered the class of around 40 students and asked the professor what the class was about. The man reportedly closed the door, pulled two knives out of his backpack, and proceeded to attack the professor. Some people in the class tried to stop what was happening while others fled the room, he said. Here is Nick Manning, the Associate Vice President of Communications for the university, giving us some more detail about the crime.
Well, at this point, we only know what the police have shared with us is that this was a hate-filled attack based on a hateful impression of gender ideology, expression, and identity. And that's something that we are constantly working to support, to address. And any violence is shocking, saddening, and wrong. And we will continue at the university to fight against that and make good progress.
I caught up with Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich for a comment.
Well, you know, certainly the news yesterday was terrible, and obviously our hearts go out to those who were impacted both directly and the students that were in the classroom. I think today was an important time for the community to come together to begin the healing process after such a tragic set of events in our own community, but more importantly to raise awareness about these issues and the hate that that prompted these issues, and the fact that as a community we need to recognize these issues exist and we need to talk about them, and quite frankly we need to make sure that our society is addressing them going forward.
The suspect is a 24-year-old former international student from Ecuador. Giovanni Villalba Elman is charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault, 4 counts of assault with a weapon, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and mischief under $5,000, police said in a press release. Nate Manning describes how it has impacted the community.
We've been shaken to our core. This is a safe community where things like this don't and shouldn't happen, and we need to support one another, love one another, and focus on this important sense that everybody here belongs.
Community members have been vocal and quick to point out the lack of any notification from the WatSafe app, an app developed by UW and intended to, among other things, inform community members about major campus emergencies, but it didn't work. Here's Nick Manning with his comment about WatSafe and the overall university emergency response.
We have an emergency notification system that was being tested yesterday to check that it worked, and for reasons that we don't yet understand, that didn't get activated or used in the appropriate way, in the way that we were expecting. So that's one of the first lessons that we're going to have to learn from this attack, is to understand how that WatSafe system works and to make improvements to make sure that we can support our community better in future. We obviously need to look at what went wrong yesterday with the WatSafe emergency notifications, but I think we can take heart that the combined effort of the Special Constable Service and Waterloo Region Police Service meant that there was a very prompt response to this. A suspect was apprehended very quickly, and they could bring the scene under control.
Over at Hagee Hall, students and community members reflected on the trauma, fear, and anger they have experienced and felt since the incident. First, you will hear Lexi, a gender-based violence researcher and participant in the rally, talk about UW's failure.
To put into words the amount of grief and anger that I'm feeling right now, but I want to echo Laura May Lindo's words that this was predictable. And in terms of the university, there is just so much room for improvement, to put it lightly. And they really need to listen to their students. Like, students have been telling the university over and over again what their needs are, and the university has failed to listen. They actively cover their own ass, protect their reputation, and it is disgusting and actively violent.
Eleanor McGrath is a grad student who works in Hagee Hall, and she also helped to pull together the second rally. She's naturally concerned about safety, but where the university goes from here is also a concern.
I mean, I wish they would have communicated better. I personally didn't receive an official notification from the university until this morning, which for me is deeply troubling. I have an office in the exact building, and generally I'm here until about 4 p.m. or 4:30, so I would have, if I had come in yesterday, I would have been here when that was all happening and had no notification from the university until this morning. And so that's deeply troubling to me. So I do wish that that had been much better. I wish that they would take, you know, the smaller incidents more seriously. So when someone says something really violent in class, or when someone posts something really violent online, or I've even heard from, you know, TAs or professors who have said, you know, I've had students submit a really violent essay, and then in those situations we're often told there's nothing we can do, right? Like, it's, you know, it's not a crime, it's not a this, it's not a that, and so, like, we can't do anything about it. And I think, like, when we allow that type of rhetoric to sit unchallenged, we need to address those things right out front and start, you know, believing the people. Like, we've been talking about this for years, that this is troublesome and that this is going to lead to other things. And it's so frustrating to be right. There is some research on heavily policed campuses and how they're not actually safer. So I think like an increase in security or policing, I reject that as an answer. I don't think that makes us safer. I think it's an illusion, right? It makes us feel safer, but we're not actually safer. And for some people, it actually makes them feel unsafe.
Laura May Lindo spoke at the second rally and gave her support to academics working at the university.
When we talk about the support that's needed on campus, you can't forget them. Because the prof that is holding a course on philosophy and gender is actually doing some dangerous work, and it's needed. And if we don't find ways to support the people that are doing that dangerous work, that work will leave your campus, and your campus will no longer be a space of resistance. So when we have these fulsome discussions, let's think about all of the pieces that we need in order to be prepared to make the change in the world that we're trying to make. Because this was predictable.
Finally, as many people intimately know, gender-based violence is a real threat in our society. If this terror event has done anything, it is to get us talking about gender-based violence and the challenges we face to ensure this, or even something worse, doesn't happen again in our community, our province, our country, or anywhere. The second rally was unequivocal about what gender is.
Gender is a colonial, white supremacist, patriarchal institution used to suppress, oppress, and divide.
There are many evolving stories here, including how the university and the two-spirit LGBTQIA community heals, how the university recovers from the WatSave disappointment, and how the university keeps its most vulnerable students and staff safe. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is July 2nd, 2023, and you have been listening to MP Holmes. Thanks for tuning in. Music you've heard on today's show is called Documentary Intro, and it's by Music for Video, courtesy of Music for Video Library on YouTube. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.